Hello everyone, welcome back to the World of Apps podcast. My name is Francesco D'Alessio and I hope everyone is doing very, very well. So in today's feature, as I mentioned yesterday, we will be discussing three applications that you can use, well, the applications that you would choose for a desert island situation. Now, before we start, I wanted to clear up what the desert island situation would be. So imagine that you have been entirely left on this desert island. Essentially, you would need, obviously, food and things like that. So you would go and hunt and forage for your own food. And you would be left with a smartphone with a strong charge and an extra charger as well. So what I would choose, three apps, right? That's the choice that I had and the choice that you guys have. So you can follow along with this feature in the comments. So all you have to do is just comment on this segment and just recommend what three apps we would use as we go through. Now, just for some clarity, these apps would have to work offline because you would be allowed to pre-download stuff, but not necessarily stream because there's no internet. We're going to say it's no internet. So these three apps need to be technically offline. So three apps on a desert island does sound exciting. I have thought thoroughly about this one, so I figured you guys will enjoy this one. So let's jump into the three apps that I would choose for a desert island. So the first one that I would choose would probably be Todoist. And you guys have heard me talk about Todoist a lot. And I did consider, I was like, why would you bring a to-do list application with you out there? Now, the way that my sort of head works is that if I was on this desert island and I wanted to like do all the foraging and bring everything together and like fish and, you know, get everything for survival, I think I would still appreciate a to-do list and actually having this like inbox and like a today thing, because I would literally list the things that I had to do today, like go and fish, go and find, you know, like the canopy and things like that. Go and do all these errands around the island to keep alive. I would to-do list them just because I would not be comfortable with sand and making my to-do list in sand. So that would be one of my reasons of choosing Todoist. Now, Todoist is pretty easy to get started with, so it works well offline as well. So if you're someone that likes to get things done and wants to carry that on a desert island, then this might be for you. So guys, I'm going to be going on to the second feature now. That is another application that I would use, my second application of choice. I think that you guys will enjoy that one. Okay, so for my second app of choice, I would probably go with something like Spotify. Now, the reason being for this is that, you know, a desert island could be made so much better with music. Now, I might not necessarily have headphones, but being able to play the music would be fantastic in certain situations where I would like to download a lot of music and then just be able to share it with everyone. I think that would be appreciative, because even in like the crappy times or the times where I was like, you know, I can't necessarily find a way out, I would just listen to the music and sort of enjoy the time that I had there and then find a solution, or just enjoy it and know that I might die. So Spotify would be my choice. I would make tons of playlists before I go, offline them all. Because, you know, I noticed that streaming music, if it's just streaming music, actually doesn't take up too much battery life. So if that's something that you're considering, like conserving battery, it isn't too bad anyway. So Spotify would be my choice. Obviously, there are plenty of alternatives. I want to hear whether you would pick a music streaming application for something like this, just because of its nature. So the final application that I would be bringing would be a journaling application. Now, as you can imagine, on the desert island, you probably won't be provided with paper. Now, I would like to document sort of like a little bit of an experience. And of course, like, your phone dying doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to be completely eradicated. Like, if someone switched on or turned on using in the future, like 5 years later, then you would still get access to all of the stuff that you had there locally, right? So I would use an application like Day One or the 5 Minute Journal on the App Store and just use that offline just so that I could document my experience. Like, even if the battery ran out in a couple of days, I would still have like a brief documentation with a photo of the experience so far. So then what I would do is, if I ever came to that situation, or when my phone battery ran out, I would probably bury it so it wouldn't get, actually no, not burying, it's probably a bad idea, but keep it away from water and things like that to make sure that it's preserved in case anybody discovers me in the future. Keep it in a cave or something like that, high up, you know. So that would be my idea of, one, being able to just relax and calm out and write down my thoughts, and two, being able to leave some sort of legacy on this island. They'll probably think I'm a proper weirdo with the to-do list application in there. So guys, I'd love to hear what your recommendations for desert island apps would be. Remember, you are left three of these, so you can be, you know, you can be as wide as possible, but remember that these are the only three. They have to work offline, there's no Wi-Fi, and you might be there for a very long time. You've got one charge on your phone and also a charge, a conservative supply. So you can't use it, you can't have communication apps, so just note that. We can, but you'd be talking to yourself. But again, this is just something to help you think about what apps are really core to your daily experience. Anyway guys, I hope you enjoyed today's feature. Make sure to go back and enjoy some of the other features. I've been putting up some regular features now, some product hunt ones, some new hot apps, some talking about the likes of other resources that you can use every single day. So I'm looking forward to going a bit deeper with more tools and resources. Anyway guys, I hope you enjoyed today's feature. Make sure to have a great day, keep productive, make sure to subscribe to the podcast, and I'll see you guys very soon. Cheers.